Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Launch Button. And today we've got an amazing speaker here with us, and we're going to get into that in a couple seconds here. But we are just talking about how, as entrepreneurs, we can take everything to the next level and increase your business in 3 months or less. And everybody loves that, making more money in 3 months or less. My name is Hugh Zaretsky. I'm your host here today. We've got the special privilege of having Jessica Cox here, and she is going to talk to you guys about how she got started on her journey to success, because everybody has a different path. It's not a straight line. And as we go through this, now she's been a national sales pro, she's been Fortune 1000 clients like Disney and Verizon, and she helps entrepreneurs, business owners like you. So Jessica, welcome to the podcast, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. Yep, that's right. I'm Jessica Koch. We run a sales and marketing consulting firm for the last 7 years. We've also been running a podcast for that long. And in addition to sales and marketing consulting, we do social media training, and we have a virtual assistant membership program. So talking about launching into success, you know, really having a team to do that. So we have about 100 VAs globally that we help our clients do all the tasks in the back office for us to actually have success, but, you know, have a life too. Because with 7 kids and 7 grandkids, I need somebody else doing a lot of the things so that I can also have the life that I want to live. And that's what we help our clients do.
Awesome. Well, tell us how you got started on your journey, because obviously you did get started there.
No, I didn't start there. We've been doing that for 7 years. But prior to that, nationally, I've been speaking for 25 years and internationally for almost 5. And I really got started in sales and marketing. I think I got started much younger, probably in high school, but the bug was a bit hard when, in my young 20s, I started working for a radio station and sold radio advertising. I actually got to do a couple of the commercials and be a voice on the radio, which was really cool. And every time I signed a new client and got a new contract and closed a new deal, and on top of that, knew that this client was now going to get exposure, they were going to reach the community, they were going to support the community, they were a small family-owned business, they were going to blow up their business and have a legacy for their family by using this advertising, I was like on cloud nine. I thought, why in the world are there drugs and alcohol or any other addictive resources out there? Because this was it for me. This is a high. This is the best high I ever had in my life. How does everyone not love sales? I can write my own ticket. My success was in my control of how hard I worked would equal how hard I actually received a reward. I thought, this is the journey for me. And from there, I ate like candy. Any online course, back then there weren't online courses right away. Yeah. But let's just say every workshop, I was listening to cassette tapes of Tony Robbins in my car. If I was folding laundry, I was listening to somebody in my ear, all the greats, the Zig Ziglars and the Brian Tracys of the world, and just learning everything I could possibly get my hands on to be the very best salesperson that I could, because I thought it was the best, most brilliant job on the planet.
Awesome. And then that led you down this path. And then you decided, I'm going to go start my own entrepreneur business.
That's right. I did all that speaking. I helped a lot of companies make many millions. I managed large sales teams. I worked with large Fortune 100 throughout the country. I did a lot of government work and government sales. I gained a lot of knowledge, and I helped a lot of people get really, really fat bank accounts and on. I had a Jonah and the Whale experience. I stopped working with a company I had been with a very long time. I was never going to sell anything again. I was never going to work for anyone again. I was done. I guess long story short, long the story of the short, I got pulled back in by the universe, and a local chamber executive asked me to come teach a LinkedIn class. And I said, look, I'll do it because it's nice to do and I'll help them, because I got a lot of my success in the Fortune 100 by using LinkedIn tool. And he knew that. So I taught a huge class, and then I was out, I was done, but the universe was not done with me. He got so much feedback from that one class. It was an in-person class back in the day.
Yeah. And, well, we got to get back to those.
Yeah. And he said, look, the phone's rung off the hook ever since you taught that. Can you do the keynote speak for the women's conference for this year at the university? And then from there, my husband said, suck it up, buttercup. You got a business, whether you like it or not. So here we are.
Well, and you're smiling about it. So for those guys that can't see the camera, you're smiling about it. She truly loves it. So it's not like it was that hard of a stretch when her husband was like, go do this. It was sort of like she just needed that little support, that little extra movement to do that. And oftentimes that's what happens when we want to launch our business or take it to the next level. You're already passionate about it, and you were.
Well, it just wasn't in my head that I was going to be a business owner. I really liked working for someone else and promoting a product or a service I truly believed in, but I really liked just being the salesperson. That was what brought me joy. And the idea of being responsible for, you know, right now we have 100 VAs and all of their families and holiday bonuses that I'm going to be sending out and making sure the business is successful. And it's not just managing and providing for me anymore. It is all the things, right? Worst thing that could happen as a salesperson is I didn't make my quota and only I would suffer, right? Technically. But now there's much more responsibility, and I just never saw myself doing that. But, you know, blink your eyes and 7 years pass and here I am and been doing it for quite a while. And yes, I do really love it now.
You can see that in your face. It's all over that face. It's all over that excitement that you have in there. If you guys are getting good golden nuggets, go ahead and type the G into the chat for the golden nuggets there. Hit the hearts, hit the likes on the different platforms, hit the follow. And Jessica, as you're going through this, you talk about how they can increase profits in 3 months or less, right? That's a short time frame in a sales cycle, especially for some products.
Yeah, for some products, it is short. However, we take the approach from both sides in my talk and in my programs when I'm working with people for that specific talk. And one side is reducing your operating costs, consolidating, making systems, automating things, outsourcing things. And then the other side is profit growth and making sure you've got the collaborations, the joint ventures, the exposure, the referral partners, the affiliate programs, everything set up so that you can amplify and scale your profits. So profit is a big word, and it has two sides. It has not spending too much and making more. So sell more, spend less. So we always say grow your profits from seed to orchard. Sell more, spend less, but you cannot tend an orchard with your own two hands. You need a team. You know, so imagine if you have these big goals for your company and for yourself, and even you want to hit really big sales numbers. Well, that means really big responsibilities to fulfill that for your company, and that big orchard to tend. You know, if you don't harvest it, they all just rot on the vine.
Right.
So you really want to have that team of support to grow that quickly.
And people think that costs a lot of money, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Like, you know, as the entrepreneurs, as you have different budgets and different things there, but it's finding those right fits and those right niches and the right partners, as you said, right? Yeah. You know, the fastest way to grow a business, it's not, you know, no longer does 1 + 1 = 2, right? In our world, there's people have so many contacts, so many things that you can meet one person and that can add $100,000 to your business, right? With those partnerships and those JVs. So give us one or two tips here on that, on how people can grow and scale quickly. You hit a little couple things there with the orchard. What is one thing that most entrepreneurs don't think about, but would be a key to success?
Well, you know, one of the things, whether you're a solopreneur or you have a team or you have some support, is take a look at and making sure you have, maybe work with your CPA. We hired a CFO 3 years ago to help manage this in our company, but you can do this yourself. Is make a spreadsheet of all your business expenses, every single thing you're paying every month and every year. What are your annual and monthly expenses as a business owner? Every one of those line items, very few exceptions, I promise you. I mean, it's like a small percentage that do not have an affiliate program. erase your expenses. It's one easy tip anyone can do. So take a look at what even QuickBooks, by the way, has an affiliate program. And you get an affiliate link, you make a few, you make it part of your business plan to have a few posts out there, you say why you use the tool, you make a short video, you put your affiliate link out there, you let people know, hey, that's my affiliate link, because that's the rules, you want to be ethical and transparent. Right. But there really is an opportunity to remove, and even probably in some cases, you can gain revenue from what was once an expense versus your goal is to at very least, man, break even, you know, stop paying out for all of these services when they have an affiliate program, you're using their service. That's like the, I feel like the easiest tip on the planet. It's I no offense to anyone watching, but you know, one of my favorite lines is hello, McFly. You know, I mean, wow, why didn't I think of this? I need to go and erase these expenses because you keep more of your profit that way. I mean, that's a real deal. That's
yeah,
real deal.
With affiliates and stuff like that. I know sometimes they have bad connotations and bad names in certain industries, but you're not having to do the work, right? You're like, hey, you're putting it out there and somebody else has this service in it. They're getting the same quality that you get from that same client, right? Yeah. Or that same person that you work with, they're getting that same client. And, you know, you're just being able to truly get the mailbox money or the passive income from that. And as you said, if it zeroes out your expense, now your VA might be free, or your, right? Like you said, QuickBooks is free, or your website is free, right? Versus having that expense. So that's
actually, to your point, we have the VA program, right? Anyone who email introduces us to someone, so my clients who email introduce me to someone else, they get $100 credit. I have a couple of clients who've been with me since we started this program, and 3 times a month, like clockwork, I get an email introduced to someone, and pretty close because a pipeline has built. They're paying close to nothing for their VA services because they're getting credits towards their invoice every single month for that VA work because they just keep introducing people to us. And I just feel like that's a great deal.
It works for you. It works for them.
It works for everybody.
That's one of those things. So awesome. So now we do know you like to travel a bit. As you said, you were on top of the Eiffel Tower, 5 months pregnant.
Yes. All right,
sitting up there looking at over Paris is one of your fun facts here with us. And tell us a little bit about that story. How did you end up top like that?
So I have 7 kids and 7 grandchildren. My youngest child now is 12 and we have 6 adults. And when I was pregnant with my oldest son, I was living in Germany for a few years. And one of the trips I made, and he was actually born in Germany. And one of the trips I made was I went to the top of the Eiffel Tower and I happened to be pregnant with him 5 months long. Matter of fact, I also, very pregnant, went to the Neuschwanstein Castle in Bavaria and because it's up a hill and because it had rained so much, the bus wasn't running. So I walked and trudged up really, really steep hill to get to the Neuschwanstein Castle. And if you don't know that castle, it's the one they modeled the Disney castle after.
Oh, wow.
It's a Neuschwanstein Castle in Bavaria and it's very beautiful. And if you can ever get there to see it, I highly recommend it. But yeah, I did that pregnant as well. So, you know, with 7 kids, I did a lot of things pregnant, but but those were some of my early adventures with my very first child. So
awesome. Well, you can see you got that love and affection for your family right there coming through the screen here with us, and to be able to do that. So you've got the 7 kids, the 7 grandkids, and you're running a successful business, right? Okay. Being able to do all those things and help other entrepreneurs launch their business to the next level. What is one of the keys on your time management then to be able to do all of those things?
Well, it's staring you in the face. I outsource everything, you know? So whether you're talking about things in your home, you can outsource meal prep. And I mean, now, oh my gosh, grocery stores deliver. You can have someone come in and clean your home. You can hire virtual assistants for your business, anything that you don't want to be spending your time doing. So I do manage all that. I spend time with my children. I kayak, I paint, I sew, I travel. I spend time with my hot hunky husband. I have high valuable relationships. I do things in the community and I'm still growing this really wonderful business because I don't do all the things. I have so many great people I have been blessed with having my life. So whether it is your friends, your best friend's college student or the neighbor or someone you found on Fiverr or someone you've worked with like me that gives you a VA, you know, get some help. There's all, you know, go to the local business chamber, network. Someone knows someone that can help you take care of something you shouldn't be doing. And really, it is about outsourcing. You know, people can accomplish amazing, huge, huge things. They can almost never do it alone.
Right. Yeah. And it's finding those people, but some people are like, oh, but they were not going to do it as well as I do. Well, if you train them right, they could. But even if it's 70 to 80%, right, that's sort of my golden rule. But 70 to 80% of what I can do, I'd rather have, right, 10 people doing it than just me.
I'd rather be kayaking.
Exactly, right? Doing your passion right there. So there you go. Right? Being out on the water, and you know, they say something about being on the water 10 minutes a day, staring at that water definitely relaxes the brain, reduces stress, all of the things to do, make you a happier person.
That's right. And you can be doing that and stuff can be getting checked off your list and done at the same time. If you just make the decision, it's really about deciding that you're not going to live your life this way anymore and trying to do all the things. You're going to let someone else do some of the things so that you can do the most important things.
There you go. There's the golden nugget. Get that, type that G right in the chat there for everybody. Right there. Make that decision. Decide you want to be successful and focus on the important things. And we're going to have lots of great information from Jessica in the chat, some links that you guys can do, some affiliate stuff. Just like she said there, obviously, right? As you're doing this and as you've grown and scale your business, you want to be on the lookout for all the opportunities that you have. And you got some great golden nuggets here. Jessica, before we wrap up, is there any quote, anything you'd like to share with people? Sort of just talking about, you know, that next step for success or whatever it happens to be. She's got it right there on the tip of her tongue.
I do. So two things. As the mother of seven, I do have a Jessica Koch quote. Now is later sooner. So do it now, because I would tell kids on the regular, hey, go do your homework. Mom, I'll do it later. Hey, go clean your room. Ah, do it later. And I would say now is later sooner. So do it now and go get it done. So do that. And the other big tip that I would leave you guys with before we say goodbye is get a daily accountability partner. Earlier in the year, about 6 or 7 months ago, I started implementing that in my own personal life. And I have to tell you, find that buddy who will talk to you every morning at 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever the time works for you guys, and have someone who helps you emotionally in that mindset space, push you along every single day. It is a game changer. It is so powerful. If that's the one thing you do from hearing this show, your life will not be the same.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. Daily accountability. Make sure you're tracking and measuring things so that you can reach your goals.
Keep a spreadsheet. That's right. We keep a spreadsheet and we track daily. Yep.
That's exactly what it is. So all of you guys out there, we appreciate your time listening to this. Go ahead and hit the hearts, hit the likes, hit the follow. Check out the show notes to get more information on Jessica and some of her VA stuff and some of the things that we can do in the future. And as we say, just keep taking one more step, one more action, one more whatever it is to help you reach your goal. And in this case, outsource that one thing that you shouldn't be doing to reach your next level. And we'll see everybody next time on the Launch Button Podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Go make it happen for you.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the Launch Button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag The Launch Button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.